as long as it's fun. That's sort of the criteria. And some things are more fun in the beginning, and then when they become less fun, you have to take another run at it. Mm. But the options are not only do it or don't do it. When something stops being fun, a mental adjustment can sometimes bring it back into the fun zone.
Mm.
And we can feel within you, it's very strong, it's within a lot of you. Esther feels it very keenly also. Jerry, too, there is this innate understanding that you are the center of your universe and that you are free. And it's annoying at a minimum to play any game with anybody else who thinks they have any control over you for any reason whatsoever. So you have to get into this mindset where you know they have no control and you don't mind them thinking they do. In other words, this is just the game I'm playing. Mm. This is the game I'm playing. And there is value for me when I play with you in your arena. And I know you've got it all set up. You had it set up long before I got here. And I'm not going to try to rework your system. And there's fun in that. There's fun in watching how the universe helps you knock off the glass ceiling. It's fun watching the universe arrange circumstances and events to help you have experiences that are exceptional to what others are having. That one of the things that is most uncomfortable about the medical, the scientific, the mathematical, the world that exists, the academic world that exists, there's this sort of scientific attitude that goes something like, well, we have to examine what you're about here, and everyone has to agree with the new conclusions that you've come to before any of us will acknowledge that they're valid. And someone who is coming from a source energy perspective says, well, that pretty much stops the eternal nature of our beingness. The scientific community, the academic community is really, really stuck in what is itis. In other words, what is. And the visionaries like yourself, you're looking beyond what is into what's new. And that's really the conflict that so many are. And so you've just got to keep yourself happy with those who can't see what you can see. Don't need them to see what you see. Find your fun and satisfaction because you see it. Esther's greatest frustration recently is that she'll have a very clear understanding of something that she can't seem to find the words to convey it to another. And we will say to her, no matter how many words you find, if they're on a different vibrational frequency, turning up your volume doesn't make them hear. Let it go. Let it go. Let them be on whatever their station they're on. Let it go, you see. And so you say, well, I'd like to let it go, but they hold some of the keys to what I'm about here. And we say, no, they don't. Source energy holds the keys. Law of attraction holds the keys. Your vibrational balance holds the keys. What you think holds the keys. What you think about them holds the keys. What you think about them and their program holds the keys. You've got to make their program in your mind the cooperative program that you want it to be before it can cooperate with you. You can't see them as they are and get what you want from them. Pretty good to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what you want to do is create a fictitious, more cooperative version of them in your mind that you practice so steadily that that's who they are. And then years from now, academics will be talking about, remember that year when everything went crazy in the program and suddenly things that had never been understood or allowed before were suddenly accepted as normal? Sort of like the 100th monkey syndrome. Nobody was doing it, and suddenly everybody's doing it. Helpful?
Yes, it is.
Something more?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about, you know, this idea about doing a book on the material and on the work, and writing with an editor for the first time was a really rich experience. You know, having an objective... having objective feedback and someone to process and bounce things off of, and also someone who had an eye towards being able to pull together things that I'd written in the past and put them in their appropriate spot in the piece. And I just wanted to know from your perspective, what does that look like?